Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning over Zoom with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me two guests this morning. Bree Gable, many listeners are familiar with that name. She's the Sitka Sustainability Coordinator here in Sitka. And Andrea Mott, a research engineer with Pacific Northwest National Lab. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're here to talk about energy, as we often are here to talk about when Bree joins us in the studio. So I want to turn to you first, Bree, and ask you to kind of set the stage for us. What aspect of energy are we here to talk about today?
So we are here to talk about what we are currently using in a very comprehensive, full picture manner. It is difficult to figure out where you want to go if you don't know where you're at. And a common way to figure out where you're at using energy-wise is through what we call a greenhouse gas emissions inventory, which includes all forms of energy. That greenhouse gas inventory, as the name implies, does inventory largely fossil fuels. And this is part of the Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy. And what we're hoping that this greenhouse gas emission inventory does is act as our energy baseline, right? By looking at the community comprehensively and how much energy we're using, we can actually start talking about what we want to do next. And to do that, it is actually very helpful to have Andrea's help on a lot of this. So she's here to give us a little bit more information.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I'd like to turn to Andrea and ask you a little bit about what a greenhouse gas inventory is and what your organization is, how they go about doing an inventory.
Yeah, thanks. So building off what Bree just said, you take energy and you multiply by emissions factors to end up calculating the emissions related to that energy. So every time you burn like fuel oil, diesel fuel, that creates a certain amount of emissions. So what we're looking at here is all the emissions related to Sitka from all the different sectors and breaking that down so we can zoom in on where those emissions, where that energy is coming from. And by doing that, that can really help target different policy level levers that can be pulled to help reduce emissions throughout the Sitka community. So at the National Lab, we've done a lot of work involving greenhouse gas emissions and accounting and creating these type of inventories. So it's been very interesting doing it for Sitka, which has some unique situation and data points.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So if I understand correctly, you're kind of getting a sense of where do we use energy in Sitka and how much of it, and that will ultimately help us make decisions about maybe places where we can shift how we use energy. But what are you discovering? You've been doing this for some time. You're coming towards the end of the inventory. What are you discovering about Sitka that's a little bit unique?
Yeah, so, you know, Sitka's an island, so there's some unique considerations there. The first one I want to flag is that the electricity is powered by hydropower, which as you may know, means that there's no emissions associated with that electricity being generated, which is very, very great from a greenhouse gas baseline perspective. So all that electricity emissions has like a zero factor. However, Sitka has a lot of boating and a lot of different transportation emissions associated with it. So when looking at the overall greenhouse gas inventory, when we finalize it and share the results, you'll see a much larger chunk of the pie is due to transportation, whether that's air travel or boat travel.
And I think we were chatting before we came on the air, there's a really interesting way this inventory does asks a lot of you all to think about our specific situation and to make some assumptions. And I thought one of the examples you gave me before we came on the air was really interesting and captured that. And that has to do with our airport. I was wondering if you could share that with listeners.
So doing these calculations, it's the most straightforward when you have the total amount of fuel directly towards that sector, right? So if you have the total amount of fuel being burned by airplanes, you can just very easily multiply that by the emission factor and get their total emissions due to air travel. So this is to capture how there's different assumptions and different data gathering that goes into creating an inventory like this. So for air travel, for Sitka, a good example is that the planes are not refueled there at the airport. Therefore, we can't just multiply that by that emission factor. But we go through a series of, we follow the other standard form of calculating emissions from the greenhouse gas protocol. So that's like the international standard of here's how to calculate greenhouse gas emissions and what assumptions to make. So we followed those set of assumptions based on things like passenger miles, total miles traveled and types of planes. So it sends us down a different series of assumptions.
Yeah, so it's really interesting to hear about this process because on the one hand, it's a bit cut and dry. Sometimes it's as simple as like how much fuel gets shipped to Sitka and that you multiply by this greenhouse gas emission number. And sometimes it's like, oh, well, we don't have that information. So we have to make what you're calling assumptions and sort of dig down into it and make logical assumptions, I guess, would be the way to state it. And imagine as you do that, you are sort of constantly checking your own work and evaluating it from a number of different angles to see if it's the right assumption, if that's the right way of saying it.
Yeah, and that's been great working with the community to help sanity check these different assumptions and have so many people come in and provide data and input.
So you are towards the end of the inventory. So what can Sitkins expect? Are we going to get a report? Will there be some final number? What's the next step?
Yeah, so we're wrapping up the final numbers and the final report right now. So around the end of the month, there should be a final report and numbers available for the public to review.
Okay. And Bria, I want to draw you back into this conversation because I think you have some hopes around this report. This report will be made available for everyone, not what the report says, but just the way that the community engages with it. And your I guess, plan for this report is that everyone will be able to access this report. And then there will be some next steps for Sitka community members after they've had a chance to look at that report. Tell us what that looks like.
Sure. So like Andrea said, end of the month, we're hoping to have that draft out. We're going to have a little bit of a public comment period to make sure that it's communicating clearly and that our assumptions are as best as they possibly can be. We've worked throughout the last year or so with the Sustainability Commission to just come to them every once in a while and make sure that those assumptions are lining up, because ultimately what this tool is really for is for discussing what we want to do next. And if we want to know what we want to do next, we got to know what we're doing now. And so by having a lot of really good numbers and these buckets that are where these emissions are coming from, we can actually start deciding as a community of where do we want to go, where do we want to be, and how do we get there. And that is all going to be done through a section of workshops throughout the winter. So next year, early, can't believe I'm saying that, 2025, we'll be having some workshops around some of these discussions that are kind of based upon the numbers within this report. And so that's why we spent so much time making sure that these numbers are accurate and reflecting reality as best they possibly can, given the restrictions, so we can actually have a really good discussion about, hey, we all have hydropower now. How much more of that do we want to make, or how much more of our greenhouse gas emissions do we want to move on to electricity, for example? And if we do that, how much by when? So we can actually start planning for what the future looks like.
Okay, pretty exciting. I feel like you probably say this information quite frequently, and certainly when you're with us here on Raven Radio, but that's great. I want to invite you to share with listeners where they'll be able to find this report and also where they can find out about how to get involved in the workshops. So Bree, where should people go to get that information?
The best place to go is the city's website. You can go to www.cityofsitka.com/SERES. That stands for Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy. There'll be a whole webpage dedicated just to the greenhouse gas emissions inventory. You can also just email sustainability@cityofsitka.org to sign up for the mailing list. And when that report is out, I'm planning on sending it out through there.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I've been speaking with Bree Gable, who is the Sitka Sustainability Coordinator, as well as Andrea Mott, a research engineer with the Pacific Northwest National Lab. Thank you both for coming in this morning and sharing with us some information about this greenhouse gas inventory.